I think everybody knows that states around the country are not having good times fiscally. In fact, I believe there's a $500 million shortfall in the state of Missouri, and the governor has asked that about $60 million be taken out of the higher education or the college budget. So, not really good times. People in Jefferson City are not sitting on piles of cash, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately. But anyway, I can't believe we're going to have the next discussion. And that is, and I thought this was actually resolved weeks ago, but apparently not. The state is still considering taking away medical services for 2,800 blind Missourians who earn more than $9,500 a year. That's the cutoff. If you make more than $9,500 a year, you can't, and you're blind, you can't get this medical benefit. Also, they can't have more than $20,000 in assets, and they can't have sighted spouses who work. So it's, you know, it's a pretty tough hurdle to get this. But right now, the Missouri House has taken away the $28 million program that provided health care for these almost 3,000 blind people in Missouri. It's about 0.1% of a $24 billion budget. Our guest right now is Jim Lemke, state senator from South County, who's about as fiscally conservative as anyone I know. However, there's a big however here. Jim, you are not in favor of cutting this program, am I right?
Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
You are correct. I think you've laid it out pretty well. I am not in favor of cutting this program. As you alluded to, we have a $24 billion budget when you count all revenues coming in from different sources. And I think that there are plenty of other places that we can go first before we address this program for the blind and their health care. You know, Charlie, we've got in our budget, that $24 billion budget, roughly 45% of it, or $10.6 billion, is spent on welfare programs. So there are we're very generous people here in Missouri, and there are many different places that we can go, and I think probably one of the last places we should go is taking health care from the blind.
Well, I feel the same way. If I was out of work, I can just imagine how difficult that would be, and then if I close my eyes, how much more difficult that experience would be. You know, it's just, come on, folks. These are blind individuals. They have a serious disability. But some of your friends and colleagues on the House side are saying, whoa, you know, Jim, no other disability has this.
Well, yes, and again, I understand certainly that these are politically very difficult decisions, and when you have a $500 million hole in your budget, you have to go somewhere. I guess, Charlie, what I would consider is that for the last number of years, myself and others on the Senate side of the building have been working for tax credit reform, and this year alone, Charlie, 61 targeted tax credit programs will take $700 million worth of revenue off the table in the state of Missouri. And I say that that's welfare for rich developers. And, you know, I really believe that we need to reform those programs, or we wouldn't even be talking about cuts.
Yeah, you're talking about all sorts of programs for renovating historic structures or providing low-income housing or tax. What are some of the other of the 60-some tax credits?
Well, you know, you've got the Quality Jobs Program. You've got all kinds of programs that are in our economic development toolbox, as they say. But there are 61 programs that have been put into statute over the last couple of decades that are targeted tax credits. It's government picking winners and losers. And, you know, I think that we need to have a discussion about, you know, global tax reform so that we have a tax policy that's just and fair across the board. And currently, when you have these programs growing at 19% this year, Charlie, 19%, when we're cutting higher ed, we're cutting, you know, we're not able to fully fund the formula, and then we're cutting health care from the blind.
I might give you an example of a tax credit that I think should be on the chopping block, Jim. We have a developer, Paul McKee, who's got hundreds of millions of dollars of tax credits to develop the north side of St. Louis. Not necessarily to bring in companies from other states or around the world. In fact, I believe the first company that is moving into Mr. McKee's development is actually moving from another part of St. Louis City. Now, what sense does it make to have tax credits to move a company from Forest Park and Vandeventer, or that general area, to North St. Louis?
And, Charlie, we've made the argument down here that that piece of legislation, which is the land assemblage tax credit, was crafted for a handful of people. And, you know, that's some of the fight that we've had down here and why, you know, many of your listeners believe, well, nothing gets done in Jefferson City. Well, you know, quite frankly, you know, we've got to be careful to see what government's going to do to us next. And many of us have stood in the gap saying, you know, we need to have a just and fair policy when it comes to our tax policy. Some people want us to raise taxes on Missourians, but I say before we raise taxes, let's have a tax policy, you know, that's equitable.
This is Jim Lemke, State Senator. Thanks a lot for joining us today on KMOX, and we hope that you can join us again as this issue continues in Jeff City.
Charlie, we're going to do our best to restore that cut and find other places in Missouri's $24 billion budget.
By the way, folks, this may be a first. You might want to call Ripley for the next edition for Believe It or Not, because Jim Lemke is now on the side of Jay Nixon. Yeah, or vice versa. Maybe Nixon came to your side. I don't know which. All right.
Thanks Charlie.
Thanks, Senator. Yeah, politics does make some strange bedfellows. Well, do we think this could actually become a reality? We're going to take your phone calls at 436-7900, 800-925-1120, and we'll take all calls today. We're not just taking like-minded folks. If you disagree with this, if you think this program should be cut, hey, pick up that phone call and let your voice be heard. Chris Gray is Executive Director for the Missouri Council of the Blind. Chris, do you think that this actually could become reality?
Yeah, good morning, Charlie. Thanks for the intro. I think it very possibly could, yes. You know, at first we heard that somehow things would get resolved in the House, and I know you said you had that impression too, and yet nothing got resolved. Instead, we got vilified on the floor of the House as blind people. And
vilified?
Well, I think so.
How so?
Well, we were characterized as people who were undeserving of the Medicaid coverage. Specters were put up for people to worry about. Stevie Wonder could qualify, for example, for the Missouri Blind Pension.
And that's actually not if he makes more than $9,500 a year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what was said,
you know,
on the House floor.
I was listening to the Mark Reardon program, the Reardon Roundtable, 3-4 weeks ago, and they had someone on, representing the state. I think it was a lawmaker, and he said, I don't know how the blind got this benefit. They must have had a creative lobbyist. I'm thinking, or just a very compassionate legislature.
Well, exactly. No doubt about it. We certainly had blind folks advocating on our behalf, but I think that it was a compassionate legislature, and a legislature that recognized that there's a whole group of blind folks who fall through the cracks and just don't have the coverage that they need.
Would you mind taking some phone calls?
No, not at all.
All right. Our guest is Chris Gray, Missouri Foundation for the Blind. All right. Here's my take on this. Times are tough, correct, but they're not that tough to cut the medical benefits for the Missouri blind who have less than $20,000 in assets and who make less than $9,500 a year. I think that, yes, we have issues in our economy, but somehow we can figure out a way if we put a man on the moon to help these 2,800 individuals. Am I right or wrong? 436-79. Of course I'm right, but if you think I'm wrong, it's 800-925-1120, 436-7900. We're going to take your phone calls here on the Voice of St. Louis, News Radio 1120, KMOX.